Today is July 18th. These are today's vital statistics. Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock, died Sunday, July 12th at home after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Visitation will be held today from 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jackie is survived by his wife, Julie, son, Troy and Jennifer Day, daughter, Susan and Brian Goble, brother, George Guile of Lone Rock, Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with local arrangements. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois, died Wednesday, July 8th at home. A memorial service will be held today at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Stockton, Illinois. Visitation will be held at the church today from 9 o'clock until the time of service at 11. A memorial fund has been established. Herman Funeral Home in Stockton is assisting the family with arrangements. Johnny used to work as a morning DJ for WRCO Radio. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois. Francis A. Kleckner, 75, of rural Minnesota, died at home Monday, July 13th. A celebration of Francis's life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Buena Vista Lions Club, earmarked for playground equipment, or Richland Center Youth Baseball and Softball for dugout repairs, general field repairs, or additional benched seating. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Francis A. Kleckner, 75, of rural Muscadet. Twyla M. Burns, 52, of Avoca, died Tuesday, July 14th at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Twyla M. Burns, 52, of Avoca. Gary Butch Hardy, 83, of Richland Center, died Thursday, July 16th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Gary Butch Hardy, 83, of Richland Center. This concludes today's vital statistics.